Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Great news. K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas is almost here.
And the San Bernardino International Airport is ready to make you a VIP.
That's right. Stop by the K-Rock stage for your chance to win a first-class upgrade to the backstage VIP party.
Say hi to us, see the bands being interviewed, enjoy food, drinks, and have a great night with K-Rock and the San Bernardino International Airport.
Plus, visit flysbd.com to find the hottest travel deals on Breeze Airways from San Bernardino International Airport to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
That's flysbd.com.
See you at the party.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, welcome to Free Sticker Day here at K-Rock. Good morning, and how the hell goes it? Leah Klein Alley Show. It's election day. Go vote if that's your thing. If you're into it for the free sticker, so you can then use that sticker to get a bunch of other free stuff, then El Cheapo knows exactly how you're feeling right now.
Yeah, there's a lot in it for you. I will have a full breakdown of all the free or discounted things that you can get today. But if you're going on Uber, Lyft, whatever, and they're like, are you going to a polling place? Just saying yes.
Yeah, free ride. Free
all day, every
ride.
Day.
Yeah.
And polling place ain't so bar.
That's right. The polling place happens to be at a Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. But regardless, don't ask questions.
Don't judge my polling place.
Just drop me off. We also have a bunch of stickers that we found around at K-Rock. And some of these are real vintagey. Some are all Klein Alley Show stickers. Some are predate us. Some classic ones as well. I know everyone's into it for the stickers today. So throughout the entire show, we'll be hooking you up with so much adhesive. You have no idea.
I know this is too little too late, but I was hoping that on election day, we could have had, for people that called into the goat line, I goated stickers.
Man, maybe next year. Let's put in the budget for next year. Oh, wait, we don't have a budget for next year? All right. Well.
Oh, wait, we don't even have stickers for us?
Damn.
Got it.
Well, at some point, that's a great idea. We got lots going on today on the show. Perhaps the biggest announcement is that tomorrow, I think it's 7:30, we get to announce all the
results of the election.
Hold on one second. The election results. Okay. We will get to announce tomorrow at 7:30. So don't listen to CNN or Fox News or anything else. Tomorrow, right here on K-Rock, we'll let you know who's going to be the next president. That's the big announcement.
No. Thursday is the other big announcement.
Oh, that's Thursday. Wow. It's hard to keep track.
Wow.
Let me see.
No, it's not.
Let me read from all the posts that were out yesterday.
Let me read the notes here. Hold on.
From the thing you shared on Instagram.
The 33rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas returns. Can we say this part?
Yeah.
To the Kia Forum.
The stuff that's all over social media.
Saturday, December 14th. Tune in to Klein Alley Show. What the hell is that? This Thursday morning at 7:30 for the complete lineup and ticket details.
You do not get a sticker, sir.
Wow. That's the first time hearing about this. Unbelievable.
Breaking news for you.
See, every day it's a surprise here. Choose your own adventure show. If you need us, we're here. 800-520-1067 to interact with us. We got some of Allie's cash up for grabs in moments. I actually found $100 in the street yesterday. I'm convinced it's counterfeit. Actually, I brought it with me.
Let's use your money.
We should try to use it today. It's K-Rock. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show, and today is going to feel very political, regardless if you're into it or not. And as a result, we're going to do our part to try to distract you from all of the things happening in the world. In fact, it's very difficult to find any news at all that doesn't involve the election today, because that is, of course, the biggest story. So we will, throughout the show, be proving to you that even though it's hard to find other news out there that is not based on the election. We did find some, and we call this our official Klein Alley Show non-election coverage.
Klein Alley Show non-election coverage.
A Lauderdale County woman had a startling surprise recently. She and her daughter found a teddy bear.
But inside of the teddy bear, they found the ashes of a person who passed away in 2020.
Oh.
There you have it. non-election coverage. Not easy to find stories that don't involve the election, but we found a few. We'll be sharing them with you throughout the show, so you'll be well-versed at everything going on in the world.
I'm sure we could trace that back to the election.
You know how a lot of people claim, depending on how the results are, everyone makes the bold statements of, if Trump wins, I'm leaving the country. If Kamala wins, I'm out. I'm out of here.
Apparently, that's a big thing this year as well.
People saying they're going to leave. Well, I'll tell you, the one person that's actually leaving the country is Vanessa. And it doesn't matter who wins or loses. She's leaving the country tomorrow. She's out. She's decided, I don't care what the results are. I'm going to Colombia.
Well, yes, but she's supposed to come back. Yeah. Though I doubt that that's going to happen based on what she's told me.
You got to hear this plan because I feel bad, Vanessa. I know your plan is just to go to Colombia for a quick passport stamp and then you're back here to America. Your plan sounds like it's got a lot of problems.
No, it better work.
I just heard that she was going to go to Colombia a couple days ago. She's not. I thought she was going for like a couple of weeks.
Oh, no.
Just a couple of days.
What? Are you serious?
Omar, you got to hear this plan. And let me tell you, that this is going to backfire in so many ways. And I hope it doesn't for your sake. But I know quite a few people that were going to take a quick little trip to, you know, even if it's where they're from, to get something updated, a visa or a passport, and then they get stuck there, and they're there for years.
Yes, very common thing.
You may have to find someone to marry you here to even get back. What exactly? Vanessa, I'm serious, what happened?
So everyone's clear. I do have a blue passport, and I have a Colombian one. So I could come back to this country. Is that my country, Colombia, won't let me come out if I don't have my Colombian passport isn't up to date and mine is expired. So I tried. I tried with all of my heart to get it fixed here, but the Colombia embassy here was not letting me. Their website was crashing. It was terrible.
Hey, Vanessa, it's been real.
Anyways, so then I was like, I'm going to have to do it in Colombia, but it takes 48 hours to make it happen. I arrive on a Thursday and my flight back, I'm supposed to land back here on Monday, but it's looking like I might get back like on a Wednesday.
Yes. Well, see, the thing is, she's hoping to fly in on Thursday, immediately go to the embassy, I need a passport, get the passport the next day. So within 24 hours, go to a wedding and then leave on Monday, a holiday, back here.
Right.
Because if they don't give it to her by Friday, she's screwed for multiple days.
Yeah, then I would have to wait until Wednesday because on Monday over there is so a holiday.
But they could also... but a different holiday, right?
Yeah, I don't know what holiday. What holiday is it over there?
Her plan, I heard her trying to explain it to
Allie
yesterday.
This sounded like one of your plans.
It really did. I was thinking about it. I go, that is so stupid. It sounds like something I would do.
Yes, like they'll probably give it to me on Friday.
Okay, if it was a 24-hour turnaround, come on, my plan worked. But I didn't know it was 48 hours.
You have no margin for any error in any of this. So if one flight is a little delayed or there's one issue getting in or out of an airport, it throws off your whole schedule and that's going to push you back. I'm telling you, you think you'll be back here on Monday? You're
crazy.
I hope you're right, but I think you're crazy.
I actually think that the embassy itself is just not going to work out in general.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
No, I actually have a reservation. Like, as soon as I land, I'm going to go to their embassy and be like, okay, let's go.
So that they can tell you no in person.
Right.
So what?
And by the way, this is the shadiest type of the little 48-hour, 24-hour, got to go to the country, come back. That's, you know who does that, right? You know what they think you're up to.
Then I'm going to a wedding and I got to get back here.
Now, those are smuggling hours.
Yeah.
That's going to pick up the shipment and getting right back
to the
living
room. That's a winter wedding, my friend.
That is a white wedding. And you are, it seems that's what they're on the lookout for. You've done a good job of building your reputation here in America. You got to kick back there for a little bit. You're very small. No one even notices you. You're like a little mouse. You're like a little cocaine ratatouille.
You're
scurrying
the perfect
around.
Mule.
Yeah, perfect little mule. And then you all of a sudden I just need a quick stamp back to America.
You know what? Every single time I've come to this country from Colombia, I have gotten checked. And I'm like, do I really look like someone that does this? Look at me. Every single time. And every single time I'm like, I know what you're doing. Just because I'm from Colombia, that doesn't mean. Every single time I get pulled to the side and I was like, not this again. I literally live in your country for most of my life.
People are placing bets on the text line. We'll see Vanessa in January at the earliest. I mean, it's already the place your bets.
I think you should marry Johnny before you go.
You got to.
Guys, I'm an American citizen.
Listen,
I know, but I've heard horror stories from people who are American citizens that are all originally from other countries, and even if they are married, I know a couple who is married, and the guy went to go visit Honduras to renew something, and he has been stuck there for 3 years.
Vanessa, I'm not saying this to scare you. My wife's assistant, okay? She started dating this Irish guy. He went back to do the exact same plan you're doing. He's like, my visa's almost going to expire. I just need to go back. It's going to be a one weekend thing. I fly in Friday, get it stamped, and I'm back on Monday. He has been in Ireland for over a year.
Yeah, and it's cold there.
It has been rejected 5 times since. I'm telling you, he doesn't even know the reason.
Because the embassy, and they can all do whatever the hell they want.
They got the stamp. You think the sticker's powerful today. You know what's more powerful than the sticker? The stamp. And they're very serious with that stamp. That's why when they finally do mash it down, they really give it a real... You know, when they stamp you, they really stamp you.
Yeah, and I think you should just come up with a plan B, Vanessa.
Yeah, the plan B is just... The issue's not coming to the country. The issue's leaving my country, Colombia.
Yeah, we know.
Yes.
I think I'm going to have to... If there's a real issue, which there won't be, I'll drive to like the next country over that will let me get out with my American passport.
Nothing shady about that move. Driving around border to border. I mean, it's like, Omar, does this sound flawed to you in so many ways?
Yeah, we're not going to see her until 2027.
No, stop it.
He's going to be a grown man by the time he's here again.
Yeah, you're going to be like 9 feet tall, Vanessa.
Right. I'm going to see you latest by next Wednesday.
You think
latest.
That Vanessa will finish growing in Colombia?
Yeah. That's what she's going to come back.
When she came here, she just stopped.
She's going to come back to like Caitlin Clark, the WNBA player. All right, well, we got to take a break. We will miss you.
This is happening tomorrow. I'll still be here one more day.
All right, we'll say our goodbyes tomorrow.
Jake, we're going to replace your anniversary party with a Vanessa goodbye party. You understand?
Oh, my anniversary is today, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's replaced. We got to take a quick break. $100 of Ali's cash up for grabs. If you want it, call us now. 800-520-1067. We'll pay the people next. Hey, Rock, we are Klein Ali's show. There's the big exciting news. Thursday morning, we get to share with you all the details about the 33rd K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, the temporary details, the limited details we have in the meantime, and you can go ahead and start speculating and predicting are all up on krock.com and on the socials at KROQ and at Klein Ali Show. Right now, though, $100 of her money could be your money. Here we go.
Her yoga is hot and her sister is too. Let's find out if Ali knows the news.
People from all over SoCal want a piece of your money, and why not? It's election day, it's Tuesday, and you have voted to listen to our show, which we greatly appreciate. How about $100 of extra money? It's Ali's money for now, but it could be yours. We say hi to Greg, listening to us in Corona this morning. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's it going this morning? It's election day.
It is election day, and we've got 5 questions here. Allie does not know the questions yet. She will sequester herself outside the K-Rock studios.
Okay, bye-bye.
Get them right, or at least more right than she does, and she will be forced to instantly give you $100 cash. She's leaving. As soon as she's sequestered, your round will begin. Let's go, Greg and Corona. You're playing for the people, and your round of Ali Knows the News starts right now.
Ali Knows the News.
All right. This K-Rock singer fell into a trapdoor on his stage during a show recently. He's okay, but it was definitely an oopsies. Which K-Rock singer accidentally fell into a trapdoor on their own stage?
Olivia Rodrigo.
All right, got a question number 2. One of the voices of Bob's Burgers has been sentenced to 1 year in jail for his role in what?
Selling drugs.
Question number 3. Kiki Hernandez doesn't take a lot of downtime after winning a World Series. Has already started working a shift at what fast food restaurant?
In-N-Out Burger.
Question number 4. IKEA, because when you think election in America, you think Swedish furniture company, is rewarding people with free what all election day? What is IKEA giving people for free today?
Swedish meatballs.
And finally, question number 5. This Speedway, local Speedway, will be shutting down for good December 21st.
Irwindale Speedway.
All right, nice job on the end there. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score it together. All actual news stories happening today. Believe it or not, not everything in the news involves the election, although it is dominating the cycle right now. Allie, here we go. Question number one.
Someone replenished the candy out there with some of the
stuff. All this Halloween candy. I don't know where it was. Some bag was hidden.
It was like all Milky Ways and M&Ms, and now there's Kit Kats in there again and Reese's.
All the top-tier candies back out, so it's a big win for us today. Question one. This K-Rock singer fell into a trapdoor on his stage during a recent show.
Oh, Chris Martin.
Yeah, I feel bad because...
It was hilarious.
It was funny. Greg said Olivia Rodrigo, she also, I think, recently did fall into a trapdoor on a stage, but not a K-Rock singer. And yes, the answer we were looking for was the one that happened yesterday. That was Chris Martin of Coldplay, who backed into a trapdoor. Love these trapdoor on stages. It's hilarious.
So many trapdoors. So it's like booby traps for the artists.
Never know if they're going to make it through. So Allie gets the point on that one.
I guess they have like bodyguards and stuff or like safety people in those trapdoors, though, ready to catch
it. In the video of Chris Martin falling... There was, like, someone else already in the hole, which was weird.
Yeah, it's like someone was watching him, like, upskirt shots.
Question number two. Allie's up 1-0. One of the voices of Bob's Burgers has been sentenced to 1 year in jail for his role in what?
The January 6th insurrection.
That is correct. Unfortunately for Greg, he guessed it was selling drugs. But this guy was involved in the raiding of the Capitol and will be going to jail for 1 year. Allie gets the point.
I think Jimmy Pesto is who he played on.
Question number three. Allie's up 2-0. Kiki Hernandez, not taking a lot of time off since winning a World Series, has already started a shift at this fast foods joint. Fast food joint.
That would be Raising Cane's.
He's heading out. He did a shift at the old Raising Cane's. Sally's up 3-0. Not a good start for you, Greg, as we go to question number four. IKEA, because when you think election in America, you think Swedish Furniture Company is offering free what for anyone who goes in on election day?
Meatballs?
That's what he said, Swedish meatballs. Good guess, but no. They're doing their IKEA frozen yogurt.
That's right.
Little Froyo, if you show them the I voted sticker. And finally, it comes down to this. Local Speedway, shutting down for good December 21st.
Yes, I keep seeing that, and I cannot remember the name of it. The International Beloved Speedway.
Nope, good try. He said Irwindale, and he's correct.
Irwindale Speedway.
Well, Greg, you got on the board. Unfortunately, not enough to take Allie's cash, at least today. What must you shamefully admit over the airways of K-Rock before we turn it back to the music?
Allie knows this, but
Olivia. Great. Well said.
Yeah.
That's brought to you by which phone company?
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
K-Rock, Clonelli Show. Found myself in a very strange situation, and I'm wondering if I did the right... I'm pretty sure now, looking back, I didn't do the right thing, but I don't know how I could have done it. I don't know how I could have done something different based on what I was asked to do. I was invited to a one-year-old's birthday party on Sunday. And while most of the birthday party was happening in the backyard of the house, the front yard is where there was the guy making the tacos. So I spent most of my time in the front yard with the guy making the tacos.
Wow, they had a personal taco maker for a one-year-old birthday party?
Feels like most events I go to now, there's a taco maker or no one's going. I think it's the only way to get people to guarantee they're going to show up is you have to let them know and there'll be tacos. And that's what brings people to think. I don't think people like to deal with travel and traffic and kids, but as soon as tacos are involved, I think people are like, let's figure it out.
So there's like, was it like a cart?
Yeah, it was like a...
Or a food truck.
No, like a cart. Like you'd see outside of, any sort of...
Taco Man. It's a Taco Man. Everybody knows what a Taco Man is.
Yeah, I know, but like...
white lady.
Yeah, no, like, but you're fancy. I feel like there's like these artisan taco makers.
Regular Taco Man, giant Dodgers tattoos on his neck. I mean, real deal. Felt like L.A. as good as it gets. And I think probably... if you need to feed a lot of people or a good amount of people, but like you want to do it without having to like really spend a lot of money, Taco Man is the way to go because you can get a taco guy to come with all those different meats, the carnitas and the beefs and this and that. And sometimes it's like, I'll just have piles and piles of meat and it'll feed everyone these little tacos, and maybe it's, I don't know, 300, 400 bucks, and you fed 50 people. Hard to do that anywhere anymore. So anyway, I'm up front hanging out with the taco guy because it's usually better conversation, but also I have access
better
to tacos.
Better conversation than the one-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And at one point, I'm the only person up there other than the taco guy, except there's a mom up there, and she's holding a baby. And then she turns to me and says, hey, is there any way you can shield me? I'm going to do some, the baby's going to feed.
And in the front yard?
Yeah, in the front yard. But they had like bushes, kind of. It wasn't like there's people walking by the sidewalk, more, I think she wanted me to either shield. I wasn't really sure who I was shielding her from.
Was it an assassination attempt?
No, I don't think so. I think she... Well, first, I'm such an idiot that when she said the baby's going to feed and I said on tacos, because I'm such an idiot, and I didn't realize a one-year-old can't eat tacos, which is unfortunate. So she... I was sitting... There was one table, and I was sitting at one of the seats of the table, and she was two seats away at the table with the kid, and she goes, do you mind shielding me? I'm going to feed the baby. And then I realized, oh, she's talking about breastfeeding.
I'm surprising because they have so many like breastfeeding shielding blankets and things that it, like if you breastfeed in public, I feel like you have those things.
She just had a t-shirt on for some reason, so it wasn't even like a great. I don't know if she was ill prepared for it or she thought the kid.
The baby's hungry again. I wasn't anticipating this.
And so I was wearing a coat, so I took my like jacket off and I stood. You know, I was sitting in my seat. I didn't move my seat, but I just held it up, which would have blocked the view from the taco man and anyone who was walking from the backyard into the front yard. So anyone who would have walked up to get a taco, including the taco man, would have just seen me sitting there holding my jacket up like a cape over her. But I didn't think to turn my seat around facing away from her.
Oh, you were facing her.
Yeah, because that's...
Oh, so you were enjoying the show.
Well, I was trying.
Or you were presenting your own breasts.
I was trying. I realized.
How's this, baby?
As I got into this position of shielding her by holding my coat up like a giant sail, why did I not also turn myself away? I would have happily
milked me.
Thank you. That's what she said. So I'm sitting there.
I'm next.
And now
Mama.
I'm in a really weird spot because I'm facing this woman.
Were you making eye contact with her, or were you looking up at the sky?
I decided to just close my eyes. And sit there with my eyes closed because I thought that
looks even more perverted.
I know. As Allie, while the whole thing's happening, because also I have no idea when it's ending. Because all I hear,
yeah, and that takes a while. Some feedings are like 10 to 20 minutes.
Your arms start shaking.
Yes. It's very hard to hold. Like, and I was holding the jacket up really high. Like I don't know why it was like I was blocking her from like airplane seeing her or something from above. But then I'm also holding my coat up. In a way where I realize I have no idea when this process is going to end unless she actually tells me I'm done. But I kind of hear a combination of behind me, I hear like tacos being cut up on a grill.
Oh, yummy.
And sizzling. And then in front of me, I hear like that. And I'm in a weird middleman position where I don't, once again, know why I was given this weird task of.
That is a weird task to give somebody.
Weird.
And if it's at a house, couldn't you go in the house?
So many questions.
There's so many other things I would do if I were breastfeeding in that scenario.
I think some people, if they know that moment's going to start, they just like want to shut down any possible tantrum, or they think they have a window where if a nipple doesn't get in the mouth within 15 seconds, it's game over.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm, for it felt like an eternity, sitting there in a seat, holding a coat, facing a woman who's breastfeeding a baby, and in some ways, it was like thinking to myself in my head as my eyes were closed, this is like all of my favorite things at the same time.
Yeah, dinner and a show.
There's tacos behind me. There's breasts in front of me. It's such a great thing.
And you're stuck there with your eyes closed and your jacket open.
And the worst part about it is my plate of tacos was sitting right in front of me. And I'm smelling my plate of tacos.
Oh.
But I have both hands holding my stupid jacket up. So I can't even.
And if they sit too long, the tortillas will get broken. You know, they break
not
easily.
As good. They're best fresh
and
off the thing.
Yes, if they're cold and they're not as enjoyable.
So then I'm like mad at this baby going, now this baby's eating and I want to be eating. And I'm about to.
And that's
that,
fresh and warm.
Yeah,
stupid. On the text line, people just want to know more about the tacos. Were they al pastor?
They had al pastor there. They sure did.
562 said, Allie, you need a taco guy. The cheapest they run is $2.50 for 4 hours. But 323 says a taco guy is well over a grand.
No, I don't think so. I'm sure some maybe, but I think that I know.
I think the average cost, client is about right. For about 50 people, you're going to run around maybe $500-$600.
Yeah, and it never stops. Like, I don't know where the meat just keeps on coming. Whoa. Like, it just keeps on going.
714, why didn't you just throw the coat at her and run away?
Well, I started thinking to myself, did she mean, when she said that to me at first, did she mean that she just wanted me to, like, loan her my coat and I was supposed to leave? And instead I
sat
there.
Did she say anything while you were doing this?
She was talking to her kid a little bit. She's like...
But she had no problem that you were just standing there with your children.
And then I was thinking, like, am I that non-threatening of a man that did she think I was...
not going to perv out on her? Because I was.
Yeah, did she think I was gay or something like that? I'm boned up. I am boned up. Yeah, so.
626, that wasn't a breastfeeding mother. It was the horchata dispenser.
Oh, well, that was a full-service operation, man. What a birthday party. Man, I wish I had known that. I really missed out. K-Rock.
Hey, what's up? It's Gwen Stefani, and you are listening to Klein Alley Show on the world-famous K-Rock.
Thank you, Gwen. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. The big announcement, if you missed it, haven't been on socials in the last 24 hours, has nothing to do with the presidential election. Thursday morning, 7:30, right here on K-Rock, the 33rd annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas. Every detail, every band, all the information you need, you'll get it.
Give us one right now, dude. Give us one. Just one.
I don't know.
Any rumors?
I have been told nothing.
Nothing?
I really don't know.
I heard a rumor.
What did you hear? Are you going to play a clip of it?
I'm going to tell you? No. Oh. I heard because of the Menendez show being so popular, we're going to get either Milli or Vanilli.
Oh
cool.
Whoever's alive.
Hologram.
Yeah, that'd be huge.
I would love it.
I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe one will
be the live one, and then, you know, they'll hologram up the dead one.
Man,
can't believe we can afford it.
I know, right?
I don't know why we're not doing more hologram shows as is. I feel like the technology exists. When we got
with AI Almost Acoustic Christmas.
Well, maybe
almost human Christmas.
Maybe
Let's
that'll be
it.
The announcement. I mean, listen, I don't know.
We booked fingers crossed.
No one but robots and holograms.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, there it is.
Here we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Man, we get the Menendez brothers out of jail to bring them up on stage.
Oh, my
too.
God, yes. Whoa. They'll be up by then.
Yes, they might be.
That's a real story. You know, it was at acoustic.
And they'll walk in slow-mo across the stage like
yeah.
That.
Yeah. Holding hands.
Put their sunglasses on and then they'll start kissing.
Goddamn.
Sorry, just me?
Just you, Al. Man, if you were not expecting some
Milli Vanilli.
That's a big scoop, Omar.
Yep.
We will confirm,
heard it here first.
Confirm or deny the Milli Vanilli at K-Rock's Almost Acoustic Christmas Thursday morning, 7:30, when we give you all them details. Al, you want to do the news during some Milli Vanilli?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it. You know what? It's actually nice to hear this on a day like Election Day, because it's a very stressful day for a lot of people. There's a lot hanging in the balance. And everyone is going to be voting in their own way.
Everyone's going to blame it on something, Allie.
Yeah. They should play this at all the polling places.
I think it would mellow people out.
Really would.
This is a total Trader Joe's jam.
Sure is. You here for chomps? You here for chomps or seaweed? Seaweed that way, chomps that way.
Cookie butter right down that
let's
aisle.
Get to your, thank you, Milli Vanilli. Let's get to your actual news right now here, Kay.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News. News you can't use.
So people are voting in creative ways. Inmates are able to vote from prisons now. And the crew from the International Space Station, the two stuck astronauts, will also be beaming their votes back down to Earth thanks to a high-tech encrypted system. So there are all different ways people are voting today. But the thing is, before we have the election results, everyone is collectively deciding, I'm not going to buy anything big. I'm not going to spend money on dining out, entertainment, subscriptions. I'm going to hunker down until I know who wins.
Wait, people are doing the responsible thing? Yeah. I don't buy that at all.
44% of adults say that they are spending less on all the things I just mentioned because of the election or economic uncertainty. And once they know the outcome, then they'll be able to budget accordingly.
Huh.
And I'm like, which one would make you spend and which one wouldn't?
I guess if you're, you know, the very, very, very top 1% of uber rich, you would assume that if Trump wins, then you will start getting some tax breaks. And as a result, you'll have a little bit more discretionary money to spend on things like private planes and islands, etc.
Right, but if you're a middle-class family with kids, you're like, well, if Harris gets elected, then I'll probably get some tax breaks for childcare, so I'll be able to spend more.
Everyone thinks, and the reality is, who knows how much is really going to change regardless, because it feels
this
like...
This is all presidential, hey,
all
I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. This is all the empty... We're in the empty promises phase.
When I ran for president of, I think it was middle school...
Of middle school?
I think
Were you forced to run or something?
I think
you don't seem like the type.
I did it because the person that won got to leave class, I think, three times a week early and go.
Okay.
Anyway, the long and short of it is I remember putting a list of promises together, and they were all made up.
Yeah.
And I won because I was like, hey, by the way, I know that they say we can only have chocolate milk on Thursdays, but we're going to have chocolate milk every effing day.
Yes.
And the place was like, yeah!
I know, that's great. I mean, if you look at the sales team here, that's what they do too, right?
Right.
They go, hey, look how great this is. Let me show you all the amazing things that are going to happen, and they want to sell you on it, and then after it's sold, they're like, okay, that's just, you know, hey, by the way.
Careful, Ali.
You know, this doesn't have as much of an impact as we thought.
Pull that part out of the podcast. Let's go back to my chocolate milk.
Yeah, every day,
it's
baby.
Much safer.
All right, Jason Kelce is America's favorite golden retriever at the moment. So it was jarring when he smashed a guy's phone in front of him after insulting his brother. The guy had called Travis a gay derogatory term, you know, the F one. Called him that because he dates Taylor Swift. And so Jason took his phone, stepped on it, smashed it to pieces. And now they say that Jason Kelce has broken his silence. And because he can't stop breaking things, here is his apology.
In a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. So I think the bottom line is I try to live my life by the golden rule. I try to treat people with common decency and respect. This past, even though I fell short this week, I'm going to do that moving forward and continue to do that. So, yeah.
Mm. Who's buying that, by the way?
And you know what's funny?
Are
He's
you
like,
kidding?
I live my life by the golden rule, which is treat everybody with respect. A couple of weeks ago, he said this when everybody was crapping on Travis Kelce over stats. This is what he said.
Stats are numbers. Numbers are nerds. Nerds are losers. Therefore, stats are losers.
That's beautifully said.
I try to live my life with treating everybody with decency and respect.
God damn.
He even trailed off at the end of his own apology there and was like,
That's a great quote right there. I love that.
Stats are losers. All right. Chances are you will hear this story and forget you ever heard it. Maybe you'll tell somebody, hey, I heard a lesbian talking on K-Rock today and she was blabbing on about something. You're not alone. We are all forgetting things all the time. But so is everyone. We're forgetting people, we're forgetting things, we're forgetting everything always. And according to a new study, we should stop feeling bad about it. We can't remember anything anymore, and that's okay. All these forms of forgetting are actually helping our brain to function efficiently and weed out all the unimportant information. Mm. And that's how we've survived over many generations as a human species. And as people age, they become more knowledgeable. Their brains have to sort through more information to remember things. So if you forget things all the time, it's because you're so smart.
That's great. When people give you a hard time because you forgot to send them a text on their birthday.
Yeah, it's like all those dictionaries I read. They're all floating around in my brain, so I can't remember your stupid name.
Kids sitting on the side of the road because you never picked them up after softball practice.
Yeah,
2 hours
because I'm smart.
By. Yeah, too smart, kid. Figure out a way to hitchhike.
My brain is working efficiently.
We get into a brand new hour of the show, and we do it right now on K-Rock.
Klein Alley Show.
Sweet divots, everyone. Just calling to say, stop. You guys are growing way too big, way too fast. Everybody's talking about you guys.
Nice.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena,
Los Angeles,
Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Good morning and welcome to your Election Tuesday here at K-Rock. We don't have any of those fancy election maps that you'll be seeing all over TV. Coloring in states, blues and reds. We don't have that here, but we do have stickers. People love stickers, and we got a bunch of them. If you want some stickers from K-Rock, call us now, 800-520-1067. We can't promise they'll be good stickers because we just put a giant pile together. You can see some of the ones we have that we'll be giving out throughout the show up on our Instagram at Klein Alley Show, because today's a day that at the very least, it is your American right to get a sticker.
I would also love if Johnny and Vanessa could put together some kind of a hand-drawn election map.
That would be great.
With live updates.
I would like that as well.
I would love to just see where they think the states are and how they think they're weighing in right now as the polls begin to open up.
Johnny, we got paper in the back and we got some Sharpies. I'm sure we got blue ones and red ones somewhere back there.
Make it. Everyone's got one. We need one too.
We need to have an interactive election map.
Sir, yes, sir.
Thank you. Good stuff, Johnny. Appreciate that. He never responds like that. Usually it's no, and here's why. So it's nice to hear that he's on board with this
plan. Right now he's going with yes, sir, and then just not going to do it. It's a new tactic.
Oh, don't worry. He'll do it. We're going to see this election map. We'll be posting it soon at Klein Alley Show on the Instagram. This hour, what do we got for you? King's tickets. We got those coming up later this morning. Also, Jake approached people in the streets and asked them some very basic questions and then got to the only question that really matters, which is who you voting for. And I'm wondering if you think you can tell who people are voting for based on, you know, just some, you know, run-of-the-mill information about them, for instance.
What's your name?
My name is Jared.
Jared from where?
From North Hollywood.
Jared, how old are you?
27.
What do you do for a living?
I sell weed.
Sick.
So, like, do you think, based on that bit of information, do you think that that guy would be voting for... Voting for Trump or voting for Kamala, maybe undecided. There's always an option. Or
I don't know.
Give me one of these funny answers. Or like, I'm writing in Stewie Griffin.
I used to think that weed lovers were pretty liberal as people, but everybody smokes weed now.
Yeah,
I don't think that it necessarily means that anymore.
I agree. A lot of things that used to be like dead. If someone said one thing, you'd be like, well, clear who they're voting for.
Yes.
Now, not so sure.
Can't tell.
So we'll get into that later this hour as well. Place your bets. Right now, though, let's go ahead and make someone a little bit stickier on this Tuesday, because at the very least, you should get a sticker. Carlos, Hollywood, good morning. You're on K-Rock. How goes it?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. We're about to hook you up with some stickers, because it's Election Tuesday, and we don't have much of a budget, so hang tight.